Hey there, friends, it's Nick. You're going to have to forgive me today because I've got a green amphibious reptile lodged in my gullet. So if I cough, I apologise. But I want to talk about, one of the anxieties that I see in people, clients, when I'm talking to them for the first time about their story, is that sense of, how are we going to make sense of this mess? Because we might be looking for the kind of the hero's journey in your life, but the truth is, for all of us, life is a, you know, it's not a smooth kind of hero's journey kind of curve. It's often messy, unpredictable. You know, sometimes we retrace our steps. You know, all these things happen, and the job, of course, of, well, my job really is to help find that kind of thread. The thread that runs through the story that can serve you, or to, you know, we serve the clients in telling their wider sort of business narrative. In other words, it sets them up for the business they are in, or the business they want to be in. So one of the questions that comes up very often really is how we start to make sense of it. And the answer to that is actually, I think, pretty straightforward. We're looking for the moments of no return. And I've talked about these before on the podcast, I think. But the first one of those is very often a kind of a trigger, what we might call an inciting incident in story language for the story as a whole. We've talked before about how stories are always, good stories at least, are always about change. So, for example, I'm working with a client at the moment, and the first line of his story is going to be about how he was fired from a certain job at a certain time of his life. This is not only a moment of change, it's a moment of irrevocable change. You know, you can't get unfired, not really. In the same way that Harry Potter, at the start of the Harry Potter books, he discovers not only that there is magic, wow, but that he is in fact a wizard, double wow. And that, you know, that's an example of a genie that you can't put back in a bottle. You know, likewise, when Luke Skywalker's aunt and uncle are killed in the first few minutes of Star Wars, there is no way back for him, no way back to his previous life. He has to go forward. And we're always looking for those moments in stories. But even if there's not something as dramatic as that, we can use language, we can use rhythm and structure to make things kind of pivotal. For example, I mean, I talk about that sort of moment in 2016 or so, when I was lying in bed awake sort of one night thinking about the future, thinking about, you know, whether I want to do this for the next 20 years, because I had this kind of understanding, this realization, I suppose, that the business was never going to die, which sounds like a kind of a weird thing to think about. But for me, it meant, do I want to be doing this for another 20 years? And the answer was no. Now, the truth is, I could have got up the next day and thought, oh, don't be so stupid. Don't be so stupid. You're a lucky guy. Stick with what you know. And we could, you know, just let that drift off into the sort of the story ether. But I can use that moment, because actually I didn't have that thought the next morning. The thought the next morning was, okay, well, what am I going to do about this? And this is one of the reasons that I started writing novels, and one of the reasons that I'm talking to you now. So I can use that moment as a powerful kind of turning point, because for me, after I had that thought, I couldn't go back. The world wasn't the same. And for you and your story, we look for those same kind of aspects, those same kind of turning points. And when we go back to that kind of anxiety, people think about how are we going to plot our way through the mess. Using these kind of moments in our lives gives us a really good sort of through line and allows us to get rid of stuff that isn't relevant to that kind of journey, that character arc, that hero's journey. Anyway, so look for those in your life, look for those in your story, and they will act like beacons to guide you on your way. Thanks for listening, and remember, your story means business.